Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus. I'm back after being on assignment in Atlanta. And by on assignment, I mean vacation. I saw some cool stuff, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about movies, because last week at the box office, San Andreas was number one with $55 million. Pitch Perfect 2, $14.8 million. That was number two. Tomorrowland, number three, $14.3 million. Mad Max Fury Road holds on to the four position, $14.1 million. And Avengers Age of Ultron sort of holds on to the fifth place position with $11.4 million. New this week, you can see Entourage, Spy, and others in limited release. Joel McHale has been cast as a host of a conservative TV program within the program The X-Files. James Wan has been confirmed for directing duties on Aquaman and Robotech movies. Disney has started work on a live-action version of A Night at Bald Mountain, the devilish sequence from Fantasia. I don't know how or what that's going to look like, but I am curious. Arrested Development will return to Netflix in 2016 with 17 more episodes. Community's Yahoo season finale aired this week, but as of now, there's no word on a definitive renewal. The Lifetime movie A Deadly Adoption is indeed real and stars Will Ferrell with Kristen Wiig. It will air June 20th and has not been canceled as previously stated, and is not a hoax as previously stated, unless it's a really good hoax and this is all part of that hoax. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Two sales this week. Aquarius items are buy one, get one 40% off. This includes magnets, signs, lunchboxes, and other items from Marvel, Transformers, and beyond. Also, Triforce collectibles. Video games items. That's the correct plural form. Statues and props are on sale for 15% off, which includes free shipping in the United States of America, if you choose that option. So check those out today. Sales end Tuesday. New items this week include, we do news, but let's be honest, there's way too many new items since the last time I was here. We added another new Hikari Iron Man. The Molecular Hikari Premium Sofubi vinyl figure is up for grabs right now. It is a clear plastic with red and yellow like their original comic book colors. Well, not the original. Let's go with classic, because they're all classic. The last few Iron Man figures sold out in about a day. This one's probably going to sell out pretty quick too. So go ahead and, if you want one, order it or wait for the next repaint. New exclusives this week include the Star Wars Imperial Symbol 20-ounce ceramic stein, an Entertainment Earth exclusive, it's pretty classy, and the Punisher Frank Castle dog tags, it's a necklace replica, and it is also an Entertainment Earth exclusive. Other exclusives are being announced for Comic-Con, because we're just around the corner. I'm only going to talk about ours, because those are the ones we're selling. We added the Saturday Night Live Weekend Update Tina Fey and Amy Poehler 3.5-inch action figure 2-pack, basically 3¾-inch, but it's about the right size. Star Trek IV Whales with Spock bobblehead. Kiss Alive 2 stage with action figures. It's a box set of four and the electronic stage playset. Adventure Time Traveling Jake Tin Tote gift set. The Big Bang Theory Sheldon and Stewart 3¾-inch action figures 2-pack. And rounding out the set, if you haven't dozed off, we also have a Star Trek Captain's Monitor Mate bobblehead set. You get all five captains in a box. The sculpting was done by Gentle Giant, and they looked pretty good. I was involved in the process, and it was really cool to see what they came up with as they went, I gotta say. And by involved, I mean I go, wow, that's really good, because what else can you say? Like, you can't say Gentle Giant. Oh, I don't know if that looks like Patrick Stewart. It totally looks like Patrick Stewart. They're gonna like it. And you can pre-order all of these right now on our website for delivery after the show if units remain available. Some will, some I pretty sure won't. I'm not going to say which ones, because if I'm wrong, you'll be like, you lied. And I'm going to be like, no, I was just cagey. But yeah, you can check those out right now and pre-order the ones you like. And that's it. I got to go on to our next episode of the show and get on with my day. So I hope you enjoyed this update on the last couple of weeks. We got a lot of new items to talk about as far as new releases go, and we added some new Hasbro items as well. I should take a detour to remind you. We added three new waves of Marvel Legends this week, as well as new Combiner Wars toys. Wave 4 of Combiner Wars includes the, I don't want to say rumored because it's kind of like everybody saw it coming, but Mirage and Sunstreaker and Ultra Optimus Prime and Ironhide and Prowl. They all combined to form a giant robot. We also added Marvel Legends Ant-Man, as well as Avengers Wave 3 with the Build a Hulkbuster, and the newest wave of Spider-Man, which includes a bunch of Spider-Men, as they are wont to do. So you can order those right now if you like. Free shipping on orders, $79 or more, pre-orders. And in stock, we got some great deals too. So check those out. I am babbling. I will see you next time. If you're looking for anything new from Hasbro, we added a bunch this week. Just not Star Wars, unfortunately, because there's a new movie coming out, and we will know more about that later. So see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com or on Twitter at EntEarth.